In 2016, electric vehicle manufacturer Novus approached automation supplier Westech with requirements that defied conventional solutions. Rather than following established protocols, Westech formed an elite team that collaborated intensively with the client, developing new practices and maintaining 24/7 availability. This intuitive pivot toward innovation didn't just win them the contract, it transformed their business model and secured their future in a rapidly changing industry. While Silicon Valley startups celebrate innovation, small and medium-sized mature enterprises, SMMEs, often view it as an expensive luxury rather than a survival necessity. They cling to familiar objections. Innovation reduces profit. We're already innovating, or we'll deal with it when the time comes. These arguments reveal fundamental misunderstandings about innovation's nature. Many companies claiming to innovate are merely making incremental changes within existing paradigms, such as updating packaging or slightly modifying features, while missing opportunities for true breakthrough innovation that redefines competition. The reality? Avoiding innovation represents the greater risk. Companies that postpone renewal until decline becomes obvious typically lack the resources, capabilities, and time to respond effectively. As one executive aptly noted, innovation is a pay me now or pay me later proposition, and later inevitably arrives at the most inconvenient moment. Maturing businesses face three strategic options: extend, exit, or renew. Most choose extension, optimizing processes or pursuing incremental improvements to maintain profitability. While this boosts short-term earnings, it often masks deeper strategic vulnerabilities. The carrot peeler evolution demonstrates this pattern, from simple knives to safety peelers to ergonomic designs to pre-peeled baby carrots. Each innovation represented a paradigm shift, redefining competition. Manufacturers who missed transitions lost market share, with pre-peeled carrots ultimately disrupting the entire industry by eliminating the need for the tool altogether. Successful companies maintain tension between extending maturity and pursuing renewal. This ambidextrous capability, simultaneously optimizing current operations while exploring breakthrough opportunities, characterizes organizations that thrive long-term. 3M exemplifies this approach, generating 30% of revenue from products introduced in the past 5 years while maintaining strong established lines. The consequences of imbalance are clear. Kodak invented digital photography but couldn't pivot from film, while Nokia dominated mobile phones but missed the smartphone revolution entirely. When we think about innovation, we often focus on technical functionality. However, emotional design, creating products that forge connections with users through thoughtful attention to their experiences, remains a powerful yet underutilized approach. Walter's experience with DeWalt drill bits illustrates this concept. He paid $49.95 for 8 bits, $6.24 each, instead of $10.98 for 6 bits, $1.83 each, simply because the expensive set included a plastic organization case. Though the case likely cost less than 50 cents to make, it created enough emotional value to justify the premium by addressing the user's desire for professionalism, efficiency, and tool preservation. Emotional design appears everywhere. Apple's packaging builds anticipation through carefully sequenced reveals, premium materials, and precise tolerances. These visceral experiences convince customers that products deserve premium prices and transform them into brand advocates. These principles extend to industrial components, too. Manufacturing Hub analyzed a 1985 Ford Taurus battery tray with 16 parts requiring 3.5 minutes to assemble. Through redesign, this was simplified to a single piece, reducing costs by 60%, improving reliability, and enhancing worker satisfaction. Design thinking offers SMMEs a proven innovation methodology with minimal investment and risk. It combines generating numerous ideas, as Linus Pauling noted, the best way to have a good idea is to have a lot of ideas, developing user empathy, embracing appropriate risks, and continuously testing with actual end users. User testing is crucial because creators inevitably suffer from confirmation bias. Dean Kamen's segue exemplifies this danger. Despite brilliant engineering, it failed commercially because creators believed in the technology without validating market fit. Research shows 32% to 42% of engineers believe they're among the top 5%, highlighting why feedback from users who will actually pay for your product is essential. Two cases demonstrate design thinking's effectiveness. Brewer Electric Manufacturing Company questioned assumptions about machine size, creating a breakthrough bladder system that reduced machine size by 40% while maintaining capacity. Similarly, TJ Simone's startup Slice revolutionized safety by developing ceramic blade box cutters after confirming that 30% of workplace injuries involved lacerations. Innovation ultimately depends on rare individuals who repeatedly create breakthroughs in organizations. These serial innovators possess profound mastery that reveals possibilities others miss. They combine exceptional curiosity with holistic thinking, demonstrate tenacity, understand business requirements, and use informal leadership to achieve strategic goals. Nancy Dawes exemplifies this profile, having transformed P&G by reinventing Pringles and growing Olay into a billion-dollar brand through industry renewal rather than incremental improvements. Unlike entrepreneurs, serial innovators work within existing structures, risking career setbacks rather than everything. These innovators follow a non-linear hourglass model that differs from linear phase gate processes. They identify the right problem, understand it deeply, then invent and validate solutions. Distinctively, they remain engaged through execution and market creation, moving between states based on knowledge and intuition. In SMMEs, renewal typically emerges from an individual working with one or two partners in close collaboration with the existing business. Family-owned businesses face particular challenges when later generations prioritize optimization over renewal. Midtronix exemplifies innovation excellence in the SME space. Founded in 1984 by Steve McShane to address battery management and transportation, the company has continually renewed itself through breakthrough innovations. McShane's first bold move was purchasing Motorola's electronic battery tester business. He nearly doubled the price from $100 to $195 while increasing sales by emphasizing the product's unique value. The turning point came in 1993 with Ford Motor Company. Despite 18 months of resistance, Steve demonstrated how his product could solve Ford's battery warranty cost problem. Field testing proved their technology could accurately predict battery failures and save millions. The result? Their product became an essential tool for all U.S. Ford dealers at $1,000, 10 times Motorola's original price, but justified by demonstrable value. This success established a pattern of continuous innovation. The team later created a diagnostic charger, reducing battery service time from 24 hours to 30 minutes, and developed alternator tests that didn't require direct access, saving mechanics time while improving accuracy. Innovation isn't just desirable, it's essential for survival in today's rapidly evolving markets. Renewal through innovation is achievable through manageable risk, reasonable cost, and proven methods, but requires both courage and skill. Companies must position themselves strategically before disruption occurs, not after. For leadership, the fundamental question is about strategic investment in innovation-driven renewal. Those who invest must implement low-risk, high-value methodologies led by proven individuals. Those who don't face a race to the bottom, risking market share and losing talented employees who recognize when a company is merely milking the business. The choice is clear: embrace innovation or accept the consequences. In a world where change accelerates daily, yesterday's competitive advantage becomes tomorrow's minimum requirement. Will you make excuses or will you make innovation happen?